You are known for, you know, fearlessness in all your stand-up. Did you borrow a little of that from Eddie, or did he inspire that?
I can't say tonight because of Cosby being a serial rapist and everything, but it's when Cosby calls Eddie and says he's too vulgar, and then Eddie, who liked Cosby, calls Pryor, and Pryor says, do the people laugh? And Eddie says, yes. And he says, do you get paid? And he says, yes. And then Pryor says to Eddie, well, then tell Bill Cosby to have a Coke and a smile and shut the fuck up. So if I had to pick, like, a favorite joke, that would be it. I'm just not going to tell it tonight because this audience will cringe, and rightly so.
But you've done the, you were just here. I saw you at the Kennedy
Center.
Oh,
I will talk Bill Cosby rape all night when it's my show, but when it's like a PBS Kennedy Center honors, I can't.
Okay. Yes.
But I also like Dreamgirls. I mean, come on. Being a gay man, I love every frame of Dreamgirls.
I never knew you were a gay man.
Yeah, I've known since I was three. I've known since I was three.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Yeah, that's true. Do you have a favorite movie of this, other than Dreamgirls?
Well,
like a comedic one?
I mean, I think I've been trading... No, you know what I love? This is... Okay, I didn't even tell him this because we were all in his room last night hanging out. Me and Eddie and Chappelle and Arsenio. I'm a big name dropper. I actually love Boomerang, and I've seen Boomerang like 100 times. But I don't know if that's like one he thinks of as one of his great, because it wasn't like a franchise.
Yeah.
I love Boomerang. Like, I have the PM Dawn soundtrack from Boomerang. That's how much I love Boomerang.
Champion it. Everyone else is going to hold up Beverly Hills Cop.
That's right.
And all that
Everybody
stuff,
else is going to say that. Only I'm going to be the one insightful enough to really ring the bell for Boomerang.
Ring the bell for Boomerang.
Yeah.
Since you're like hanging out with them all last night
yeah.
and everything.
What, the only what, chick,
what,
as usual.
I know. What's up with that?
It's sexism is alive and well. I'm actually launching the Kathy Griffin It Gets Worse campaign,
okay. And
it's not very inspiring. But no, it's just that when I saw the lineup, part of me is like, hey, I'm the only girl. And then I went, wait a minute, I'm the only girl. So it's something I take pride in. And, you know, when I get to play here or I'll be at Carnegie Hall November 12th, every time, you know, I take the stage, I feel it's a feminist statement. And also I tell dick jokes that are hilarious.
Along those lines, I saw you doing a little bit of a boxing speed bag over there.
Yeah, that's how I treat guys, nether regions.
Huh.
I'm going to try to be politically correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's in Europe, right? Nether regions?
That's one of the, it's a newly franchised country, yes. We're going to send some drones over it, and then there'll be the drone papers, and it'll be the whole thing.
Awesome. So what's so unique about Eddie's form of comedy?
Because he's done it all. Because this is a guy who started out as a teenage stand-up comic, then SNL, creating iconic characters. By the way, like, some would argue maybe not SNL's best time, and he still broke out. And then it was like, bye-bye, now movies and movie franchises. And once again, creating roles, everything obviously from Beverly Hills Cop to Shrek, that people talk about all the time. So that is no small accomplishment for a comedian. And, you know, to be nominated for Academy Award, that's also unusual for a comedian. So he's just done so many things that most comics aren't able to do. And he just has the talent to push through no matter what. And Nutty Professor playing all those characters, I mean, most people are happy to play one. He played the whole movie.
Were you in the runner-up for Shrek? We're close to get Donkey.
I actually do have two lines in Shrek. I'm going to talk about that tonight.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What are they? This isn't going to air
tomorrow.
Oh,
I don't know my two lines in Shrek.
Oh, okay. Well, now you do.
But I do know I have them.
Okay. We'll find them.
So in your show, part of it that I loved was you dish dirt on hanging with celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
That was so funny.
Right.
So you're
going to,
like...
Well, I'm doing
this.
That tonight.
Okay.
I'm doing it tonight and after tonight.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Nothing's changed.
Okay, great.
Awesome. Thanks so much.